So after 107 days in lockdown, Auckland finally moved to the traffic light system on Friday. And suddenly, my life as an Uber driver kicked into high gear again as my daughter was allowed back into her dance school. It is so nice not having to rearrange the furniture anymore for Zoom lessons. And the end of school term celebrations with mates took place. You know what? It was so good. It was just great to see the kids hanging out with their friends. A good way to end what has been a pretty, well, what's the word? A pretty crap year. As I drove around town, it was fabulous to see Auckland alive again. Restaurants and pubs packed with people outside, clearly excited to be reconnecting. And of course, businesses hugely relieved to be on that long road to recovery. On Friday, I snuck off to the movies because, of course, the cinema offers the perfect retreat from sticky, hot, summery weather. And the big screen was just heaven. You know, there are always pros and cons of entering and leaving lockdowns, aren't there? Basically a simpler life versus a busier one. But you know what? It's good to be busy and it's good to be back. So while my whole family was out making the most of the traffic light system, my partner was stuck at home, continuing his week-long quest to get a vaccine pass. So if you take our exceptionally small household sample, then my vaccine pass has a 75% success rate. So accessing my and the kids' vax passes, an absolute breeze, not a problem. But I tell you what, when something goes wrong, like with my partner who has had three jabs and not one of them is recorded in the system by the Ministry of Health, it goes well and truly wrong. So forms have been filled in, vaccine cards photographed as proof, phone calls have been made, a case has been actioned, a pharmacy and GP consulted, and yet nothing. So on Thursday evening, we were absolutely thrilled to read that the Ministry of Health's Group Manager for National Digital Services, Michael Dreyer, had announced that the 70,000 odd or so people who need assistance with their vaccine passes would be emailed a temporary exemption that is valid until the end of December the 14th. What Mr. Dreyer might not have known was that at pretty much the exact same time that I was reading that article in which he stated that they wouldn't be able to get all the issues resolved by the next day, Friday, Tim received an email from the Ministry of Health worker dealing with his situation telling him that due to the increasing backlog of cases being worked through, turnaround time may be around 4 weeks to resolve his issue. So no, the ministry weren't going to get this mistake corrected by Friday. Or possibly the 15th of December, or perhaps even by Christmas Day. Let me be clear, I have no issue whatsoever with those working the phones, those on the front line, whether it's the health line, the vax line. Every time I've had to make contact with the call centre, the people have been absolutely amazing. But clearly, like we've seen with contact tracing and the COVID welfare line, there just aren't enough of them. The service seems to be working out the kinks as it goes, dealing with the quirks of a system which once again feels as if it's been designed as a response, not a gold case standard. As one tech expert said about the My Vaccine Pass system, you get what you plan for. Pushing go on developing this technology that underpins the Pass app in October was clearly too late. And I'm sure planning the vaccine pass system had been on someone's list of things to do for a long time. But once again, there seems to be this lack of urgency to get things underway within this government. And the frustrating thing is we will probably never know the machinations that go on behind the scenes. So 70,000 people out of almost 3 million people applying for passes have issues. And that might not sound like a big number if you turn it into a percentage. But when you think about solving 70,000 individual issues, well, that's a bit of work. I think as a nation, we've been understanding that dealing with a pandemic has been a brand new experience and that aspects of it are worked out along the way. But 70,000 people went and did what they were told and got vaccinated. 4 weeks to sort out this mess is just unacceptable.